I'm Reggie Akee at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening right now in the news. In Florida, the Orange County Medical Examiner has confirmed that a child's skull found near the Anthony family home is that of the missing Florida toddler, Kaylee Anthony. And they're now officially calling the manner of death a homicide by unknown means. Kaylee Anthony was missing for a month before her disappearance was reported to authorities. Her mother, Casey Anthony, has been charged with first-degree murder, and she maintains her innocence in her daughter's disappearance. Also today, President Bush is offering two U.S. auto companies a financial lifeline. He's approved $13.4 billion in short-term loans to General Motors and Chrysler. The money will come from the $700 billion Congress has already approved to bail out the financial system. The companies have 3 years to repay the money, but there are strings attached. GM and Chrysler will have to submit restructuring plans by the end of March. That overtime Senate race in Minnesota is probably, believe it or not, going to drag into next year. A state canvassing board is still working through hundreds of disputed ballots. They've been at it for 4 days now, and about 1,600 absentee ballots, which had been improperly rejected, also have to be counted. As of this morning, Democrat Al Franken had edged ahead of Republican incumbent Norm Coleman for the first time. He leads Coleman by just a handful of votes out of about 2.9 million ballots cast. Police say 20 people attacked a French cultural institute in Greece with firebombs. Now, nobody was injured. Separately, Greek unions, and students are holding peaceful protests in Athens. Greece has been in turmoil for about 2 weeks. The protests began over the fatal police shooting of a 15-year-old boy. Protesters are now voicing their opposition to government's economic policies. The UN says more than 1,100 people have died in a cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe. It's recorded nearly 21,000 suspected cases since August. The UN has criticized the country's response to the crisis, saying poor sanitation and a lack of clean drinking water makes the outbreak hard to contain. Those are your headlines right now. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live for your updates and other news of the day.